All right. Today we begin Siman Tzadik Tes. The order of this Hilchos Taruvos Tzadik Tes, which we've already begun, and Tzadik Tes deal with the way to measure shishim, the way in which a person measures the bittel. That's Tzadik Tes and Tzadik Tes. The main Sif of Tzadik Tes, Sif Hei, which is the Din of Eim Avad L'Nisa L'Chatzila. The first four Sifim, which we hope to do today, are just the basic rules of how to measure the Shishim, how to go about doing the measurements. Din Ha'atzamais, in Mitztarf L'Vata L'Isser, B'Shalei L'Vata L'Isa L'Chatzila, Sif Aleph. Chatichas Devela, Sheyesh ba basar ve'atzamais, shenafel l'kederes heter. The Sif Aleph talks about the status of the bones that are in a mixture. A piece of nevela which has bones and meat fell into a pot of heter. Atzmais ha'itzer mitstarfin ima heter levata le'iser. You hear this? The bones of the nevela count as heter. They count with the heter to be mevatel the iser.
These are bones that have no
moyah. Heter mitstarfin in a heter. And certainly the bones of heter are mitstarf with heter. Aval amoyach shabat samais. But if it has, if the bones, I don't know which bones have marrow, which bones don't. But those that have in them, what?
Generally,
most bones do have. So I don't know.
The bones are basically the blood.
All right, so it could be every bone has. He's just saying that those the maya shabbat sabbat iser mistafin of iser. The marrow is iser. That's the start with the iser. But the bones, even if the bones have marrow, the bones themselves have a starf with the heter. For guf hakadere, it is teref es leim iser v'leim heter. So what it says here in the Mechaber is that when you're measuring shishim, the bones themselves, the bone itself counts as heter. Not only it doesn't count as iser, it counts as heter mamish. And that's a tremendous chiddush. Why should the bones count as heter? So you'll tell me, why do the bones count as heter? Because they have no taste. Because they have no taste. So, but it's not saying they're neutral. The Mechaber is saying that they count as heter. Now the Ramah says that they're neutral. The Ramah says, Yesh Mechmirin, Shaloi Letzar Fasmeisiv Isser Meheter Levatel. Yesh Mechmirin says that the bones of Isser don't count as heter. But nevertheless, they don't count as Isser either, as the Shach says in Beis. God loy l'Isser. They don't count that to Isser, that to Heter. Most Rishonim hold that the, like the Mechaber, that the bones count as Heter, even the bones of Nevela. And there's the Arzeruah Sheet, that is a Das Yochid, that holds the bones of Isser do not count as Heter, they're neutral. And we have to understand that Shita. V'makim hefsid v'say b'cha, the first Shita, shalai v'makim hefsid, I don't want to be shalai v'makim hefsid, you have 60 times as much that's going to be aser, but then it's not. So the question is, what's the explanation? What is the Hezber? Let's take it one at a time. Let's start first with the Shulchan Aruch itself. Shulchan Aruch says the bones of this account is heter. What's the pshat? That makes sense? What? So they give no taste. So apparently the bones don't give any taste of Isser, according to the Mechab. Bones don't have taste, and therefore...
if you drop the rocket...
I didn't ask you to ask me questions, I asked you for an answer. The Mechab says... No, again, the Mechab is... We're trying to understand the Mechab. The Mechab says that bones of Isser count towards Heter. So obviously the Mechab holds that these bones are like sponges. They have no taste of their own, but they absorb... taste from the iser that's from the issa that's in the mixture.
So doesn't that go against the
Beresher
of
Shlomo Zalman Arbach? It comes to mind right away the letters between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe regarding chicken bones in the cholent.
And they're delicious.
And they're delicious, yeah. There's a very amusing exchange of letters. Rav Moshe writes that a cholent, once the cholent is cooked, so you can move it closer to the fire, and you can, it's on the blech, you move it a little closer to the fire, a little further from the fire, you take off the cover, you can put the cover back. There's always a bishul. Once a bishul, ach a bishul, once it's fully cooked, a cholent is cooked, it's just mistabit for yafalai. So Rav Moshe writes that there's no problem.
Even if you want to add any spices or anything?
Not any, you can't add to it, but on Shabbos, just to move it closer to the fire, that's okay. So Shlomo Zalman writes a letter to Rav Moshe that it's not so, because the bones, if you have bones in the cholent, which very often you have, so the bones are not fully cooked, it takes many, many hours for the bones to become fully cooked. So until the bones become cooked, it's not nisbashel. So Rav Moshe writes, what do you mean? Bones are not edible. We're talking about the food in the cholent. Nobody eats the bones. So the Zalman writes back, what do you mean? Everybody eats the bones. And I think his lashon is, we're arguing not like the derech of Tamid Chacham that argue about learning. We're arguing about bones. And Rabbi says, I don't know what you mean. So apparently, they had a machlokes. Rabbi held that bones, I don't know if he's talking about chicken bones, probably meat bones. I don't think anybody chews meat bones. But chicken bones, Rishon Zalman says it's food.
No, because they eventually become soft, they become
it becomes like it absorbs, and it becomes edible. Or Moshe held that it.
They're talking about cooked bones.
But
yeah, the bones.
There's nothing to do with this. There's nothing to do with this. This sif, Rishon Zalman is talking after the bones of Beleya, all the heter, and they became delicious. So then you can eat it. But we're talking here about the fact that they're Beleya. Okay? So what we're saying here is that the Mechaber holds that bones of Isser are not Isser, and they're Beleya. So it's a simple shita that the bones of Isser, they have no Isser in themselves. They don't give taste. They have no taste. But they absorb taste. So that if there's Isser, there's 1 ounce of Isser, and there are 59 ounces of heter plus 1 ounce of bones, that bone pull out some iser, and in Mela, it's okay. The question on that is, why is the bone any different than the keli? We say that a keli is not mitzdarif. If you put 59 ounces of heter and 1 ounce of iser, so we don't say, well, the keli also absorbs. So use the keli to be mevatel the iser. Nobody says that. We only say that the bones are absorbing and not a keli. What's the difference between a bone and a keli? Keli's Beleya. So the Prima Gadim, what? So the Prima Gadim, well, if it absorbs more, keli absorbs its full volume. The Prima Gadim, on Taz Aleph brings two shitas and how to two possible terutzim. And enough kamina between them. One teretz is that the keli is not surrounded by food. The keli only has food in it. It's not surrounded by food. The bone is surrounded by food. So only which is surrounded by food is beleya. Something which has food in it and is not surrounded by it, so the vechetesi, maybe it's not beleya. Okay, good. He says the second hesber, which is that bones are different than kalim. Bones, we have to understand why, but bones are different than kalim. Kalim may or may not absorb. And bones, we have a Kabbalah, bones do absorb. They have a lachluchis, some, they do have some type of food value. And therefore, bones are different than kalim. Nafkamina, he says. If I drop the spoon into the pot of the chalent, is that spoon mitzdarif? The first pshat, which is the pre-tayas pshat, is because a bone is surrounded, that a keli's not. So if the keli's inside, it's also a beleya. According to the second pshat, the kelim are different than bones, then it doesn't matter if the keli falls in. If the keli's outside, the keli would be the same. The Prima Gadim says the ikur is like the second pshat, that kelim and bones are different. And he says that's the kavana of Taz Aleph, the Taz, the beginning of Sifkat Na'alif says, Atzmai system is tarfin. So he has to explain two things. Why it's not Isser, and why it helps the Heter. So he says, why it's not Isser, l'fisheinu b'nei achila. Because both are not edible, ain't a b'chala Isser. So therefore, they don't count as Isser. Nevertheless, they are by layatru bishul. I came to start for levata leiser. Ki iser mispashit gam lesaychad. V'yesh mem gam ken lachluchis lebal beil ha'iser shabayim min abasar. Awesome. Now, what exactly the meaning of these words are? Yesh mem gam ken lachluchis. They have within them some moisture. Lebal beil ha'iser shabayim min abasar. Awesome. To what's the balbel? To dilute the iser that's beleya for the basar ha'asr. What?
To confuse.
To confuse. So here I guess it means to mix. To mix.
So liquid that comes out, the moisture that comes out.
It's not true.
Okay, well, I'll answer that in a minute. 1 second. So the Taz says, and the Prima Gadam understands, the Taz is saying, Caleb are different than bones. Bones, which have this lachluchis levalbel ha'asr. Whatever exactly it means physically, but that's different than a keli. A keli has no lachluchis, so a keli is not mitzdarf to be bevatel iser. Bones, they are mitzdarf to be bevatel iser. And this is the hesber of the ikar shita, which is the mechaber shita. The bones are different than keli, and bones are beleya.
Why do you
mean
so
right away?
Isn't
the keli
beleya anyway?
Keli may not be beleya. We don't know that it's beleya. This we know that it's beleya.
The Tosa is saying they're beleya, but not polet.
He's saying even if it's pilot, but it's not pilot legabri. It's just like any other meat in the mixture. The meat is belaya sum, it's pilot, it's belaya, it's pilot. The same thing the bones. At any given time, we assume that the bleas are spread evenly in all the contents of the pot, which includes the bone. And therefore the bones are mitzdarif to be mevatel
diyasim. There's no such bria that's bolea and not polet. If it's bolea, it has to be polet, correct, Rob?
Well, by klicheres, there's a question. If he says klicheres, it is pilot. It's just not pilot legamri. So really, everything that is bolea is pilot. That's true. So this is the hesber of the mechaber shita.
What about the use of bones, dried up, crushed bones, or things like that?
Right, so that was it all about like the status of bones. Okay, before we get to the question of gelatin, the question is the Shulchan Aruch saying that you're allowed to eat bones of the Vela? Somebody likes bones, wants to chew bones of the Vela. Is the Shulchan Aruch saying that's mutter or not?
It's the same time.
So the Chavis Das here is Masver, that bones do have tam. They do have tam kolush in them. It's not enough to aser. It's lachluchis levavelis. It's not enough to aser, but they do have a certain degree of time. Yet Avram, though, adds, and I think the Chavis Das probably agrees that there's no issur d'oraisa on eating bones of the vela, because bones of the vela don't have a real time. So it's not included in the issur achila. I'm not sure where in the pasuk they get it from. He doesn't explain. The Yad Avram is Bechalatin Eva Berachai and the Vela.
Really,
what?
With the bones.
That doesn't prove that the anything about the bones. What does that prove?
What?
Why don't you give? You give the Vela to a guy.
Give the bones.
It has to be Roy Laguerre. Oh, he means it's not Roy Laguerre, it's not Roy Lachila Sadam. Okay. But that's not what he holds. Because he's Bechalkin Eva Menachai. He says, Eva Menachai, that's so I'm going to go for Yisim and Atayra. And the Vela, then that. I'm not sure. Bosa Basad the Trefa, do we learn how the Vela from Bosa Basad the Trefa? I don't know. But at any rate, that's what the Yad Avram says. And Bistam, the Chavis Das agrees that there's no Isser Be'etzem in the Isser. But no issur d'oraisa, but they seem to hold that an issur d'rabbanan does apply on the eating. He says, "Ain't like it, alav, that there's no malchus on it."
And you shouldn't be able to put bones. You shouldn't be able to use the bones free, because sometimes they fall apart, like in children, they fall apart. You'd be eating them, you wouldn't even know you're eating them.
Bones of the vela, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We don't put bones in the veil in our child. But you're right. You're right. Once the bones are
anything,
abeleya issa, they become us. Or if the beef would be us, it become us. So at any rate, this is the. The Yad Avraham does not explain. He says that bones of Eved Brachai are also b'nat Torah. He brings the Gemara, and it's different than all other Yisurim where the bones are not. I don't know here what the marker for it is. He tells you to look at Pei Aleph. I'm not sure. Maybe the reason. At any rate, that's the din of the bones. Now, the din regarding gelatin has to do with the fact that the gelatin is the siyabesh, the bones are the siyabesh before gelatin is made from them. The bones at that point, the question is whether there's an isser on them at that point. And many Peskim hold there's no isser on the bones, like it seems to say here in the Shulchan Aruch. So the question is, when you cook those bones and you get their lachluchis out of them and you create gelatin, whether that has a din of yoytzeh min ha-tameh, it's tameh. Something that comes of isser is isser. Or not. When you get a good taste out of the bones, does that change it? That was a machlokes ha-poskim.
What's the Matthias says?
What?
It has marrow in it also.
If it has marrow, there'd be no machlokes. So, at any rate, that was the machlokes we're talking about.
When it's
cold,
it's
lachluchis. So I explained to you that the Chavisdas says that that lachluchis is tam kolosh. Alright, let me just tell you again, we had this a few times. The expression tam kolosh is something which is which once it's isser, if you have something that's isser and it becomes a tam kolosh, it remains awesome. It means that they are remnants of taste. If something originally has tam kolosh, then it doesn't become isser itself. The av lekulam is a nat bar nat. If you have a taste of you cooked milchix, and the milchix went into the keli, into the pot, and now you cook vegetables, the tam from the pot goes into the vegetables. Those vegetables are milchix, but they're called a napar nap because they have a tam kolosh, a weak taste. If those vegetables later were put into chicken soup, you're allowed to eat it, because a tam kolosh does not receive a tam iser, does not get a tam iser. However, if you cook nevela in a pot, and the bli of the nevela goes into the pot, and then you cook vegetables, and the bli of the nevela goes into the vegetables, the bli travels just the same as heter. The pot doesn't know if it's isser or heter. The pot gives taste and takes taste and gives taste exactly the same way. Yet that's a napar not the isura, and it's aser. Why? Because once something is isser, even if the tam is a tam kolosh, even if it's a weak tam, it remains isser. So there's a chilek between a tam kolosh that was originally isser, which remains aser, or something like the taste of the bones, which is originally a tam kolosh, and it doesn't get a shame isser. That's the rule of what we call a tam kolosh. And the Chavis Das plugs that in here. He says that this lachluchish of the bones is a tam kolosh. It's not enough to create isser. And yet, it's a b'mitzius, it's a mevalbel, the tam ha-isser, and therefore it's mitzdarf to be mad.
Now,
it was never an isser with a tam gomor. A tam gomor that becomes a tam kolosh remains isser. Something that was never a tam gomor in the first place, it was originally a tam kolosh. The bones were created originally as a tam kolosh, so that does not get, it doesn't receive a shemis. The basa was our sauce today, well, not the bones. The bones, the bones are their eyes and eating the bones. What? According to the Mechaber, no, so the question about gelatin is the following. When you take a tam kolosh of iser and it creates a tam gomer, do we say, hayaitse min atame tame? Just it didn't have enough taste, so what did Nasser? What? See, there's a separate, let me tell you, there's a separate pasuk that we, the din of hayaitse min atame tame, the Gemara says, lesser tziron. Tzir is a taste which comes out of something. And we learn out of a pasuk, hayaitse min atame tame is not a svar, it's a kasuf. Hayotzev atari tamei. So the Ramesha, when he asks the gelatin, writes that it's hayotzev atamei. In the bowl, it doesn't have a tam gomor, but it's still nevela. But it doesn't have a tam, it can't ask him anything. But it's still hayotzev atamei tamei. And when it gets a tam gomor, then it's us. How it, I don't know how it works scientifically, but the fact is that the bones create when they have when they taste delicious. At the time they taste delicious, that's a tam gomor.
The delicious taste doesn't come from the I'm wrong.
You
put the flavoring you put in, not the gelatin.
That's not gelatin. Flavoring is not gelatin. Gelatin is an extract from the dried bones of or dried skin.
And
sometimes
that
they use.
Has a taste,
of course, of course, it takes out the taste of the. Of the thing. That's the whole problem. It's not for the flavoring. It's for the bones. Gelatin, no, gelatin has a sweet taste. Gelatin has a sweet taste, and that's why it's awesome. That's my understanding. That's my understanding.
I think that's called unflavored.
What? Okay, maybe I'm wrong there. That's my recollection. What? Glycerin is sweet. Gelatin. Okay, so I'm saying you're wrong. This is my recollection from the.
Just as a point of fact, a friend of mine said he was at the processing gelatin to see what it's like, and he said no shiloh that is not dry.
The bones are not dry. Yeah, there's no question. When they use bone, they use it. The question was to make kosher gelatin using only the bones. The gelatin they make today, they have meat on the bones. We're talking about the kosher gelatin that Bicheskel Abramsky held that gelatin is mutal chatzila. There's a letter from Bicheskel Abramsky to I think to Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in which he holds its mutter. He writes that he understands it became a big tumult in America. So if you don't want to be befarsim the letter that I hold its mutter, you don't have to be befarsim it. I won't tell anybody, but.
Even the way they make it,
From the vela, yeah. No, not the way you make it with meat. The way you put, if you take the vela bones, you make it just from bones without the meat.
They have to clean off the bones.
Yeah, that was the what they wanted to do at the time. They wanted to make it just from the bones. Reb Chaim Oizer was machmir. Chaim Oizer's tshuva is the reverse. Chaim Oizer is very machmir, I think. Well, remember, Chaim Oizer is not on gelatin, it's on, what's it called? It's on a different ingredient. Was it Pepsi? Not Pepsi. Chaim Oizer is very machmir.
If they dry up, dehydrated.
It's like Chaim Oizer's tshuva. No, you're right. Chaim Oizer was machmir. Chaim Oizer held a sheet of Parum Chadosh's Balakan. Chaim Oizer held that things change chemically. That they don't have a din of yaitzim min ha'asa asa. The question is what he meant chemically, but he says when things change. Reb Chaim Oizer will be mad to die on Pesach. Yeah, it's a chemical change. Yeah, Reb Chaim Oizer was talking the math here, that but he wasn't talking about gelatin. His truth was on a different ingredient. But what?
Pepsi.
Yeah, I think the choice about Pepsi. I think maybe. I don't know. Anyway, the Ramah sheet is a very hard sheet to understand. Ramah says that the bones are neutral. They're not. They don't count towards Issa. They don't count towards Heter. And it's a little hard to understand the Ramah sheet. So the Prima Gadim takes the easy way out. He says the Ramah sheet is that it's Xerah D'Rabbanan. It's Xerah D'Rabbanan. So we don't want to use bones of Issa. We can understand Rabbanu and Begayza. We should use bones of Issa for Heta. So that's the Shita Sarama according to the Kuita Prima Gadim. Chavz Das tries to say a Svara for the Rama.
Why wouldn't you require the Rama that doesn't absorb the
decision? That doesn't absorb.
If it doesn't absorb, it doesn't file it.
Because it doesn't seem from the Sugi Sashas, it's clear that bones do absorb. This all comes from a Gemara. The Chavz Das is Lashin. It's kosher lohavim divraya. It goes to the Ramah. He said, "How do you understand mamanashav? Yeah, malach luchi shabbat some. I say yisur aser. If you hold that what's in the bones is yisur, it's starful yisur. Imu mutter. If what's in the bones is heter, v'yesh koyach bem levatal tamay yisur, it's starful leheter. V'mei koyach batzavis levatal tamay yisur, afatzavis hetalay it's starif. So he says he doesn't understand what's going on? So listen to his lashon. He says, "L'chein nira." Now he's asking about the gelatin. I'll read you his lashon. "L'chein nira v'savri halachluchi shebat samais vaday da asuri dokol ayotze b'da tamei tamei." He says, in the bone is mutter. But if you can get the lachluchis out, vade asuri. They'll call you a tibra tabe tabe. Vafilu meraglayim asur. Even meraglayim of a treif animal is asur. After maya oil, maya nothing. Even though water goes in, water goes out. Kavua b'cheres dav zayin. Umelsim and payalim. So therefore, the lachluchis in the bone itself is asur. Rak deinam yechaylim lesar acherim. Dein behem the nice and tam. Kabay begid. The tab kolish is full. The old aim begin in the nice and tam. So the gid can't give taste, but the gid itself is still aser. So same thing with the bone. The bone itself is iser. The lachluch shabai is iser. But tam kolish is buhu. Tab kolish ki hai. A filip iser and yachal aser. The tab kolish, even by iser, can't aser other things. The kain, in a tam shnatzalat samis, this battle, but lachluch is, kim da lachluch is gam kain aser. Therefore, we can't use the lachluchis to be a battle of the issa that goes in. If you had the kapalit, isura kapalit. So what goes into the bone and comes out, that's still issa, according to the shita. And therefore, it's not mitzdarif, but in itself can't aser. Its own taste is a tam kolosh that can't aser. Right, this is the machloik is regarding the bones. Sifbeis is just a continuation. Be'amadavar ma'amurim. Sha'asmai se'itza mistarfinim ahetet. Rama says, when do I have my kula? The Mechaber says, when do I have my kula that bones of Issa count with heter? Shadaf l'chaticha nevelet, there is heter, shichaya. If its original raw meat fell into the mixture. Avol. In this vashel tchila, if the nevela bone was cooked first, somebody got cooked the nevela. It already absorbed taste from basar. And then, vachach dofel l'kederes heter, atzomei shabah mitzdafin ame iser. Once it became iser before atzomei shabah am mitzdarif, lifi shabalu mi iser hanavela kishen nizbashel levado. Because it was beleya iser. Now remember, the mechaber does not hold chaticha nas nevela. So we're not talking here about chaticha nas nevela. We're holding that bones, when they're cooked along with nevela, are beleya from the time of nevela. And since the belief of the time of the vela, the bones have the ability to aser later. Now that needs explanation. Why, if the bones themselves are heter, so why, if you cook them with the vela, why should it be aser? So the Matiyanis on the side adds explanation. That's a Yenis and Aipshit, in the first piece. Babed Barushas Vesim Starfin of a heter, I'm a special tchila vakach nafla, tambezeh. Before Barash Perik Hey the true Mizum Barash Perik in Anasha of the Torah, the Chashina Mishum the Chashina the Shema the Smai to Issa v'Nivla Batzamis. You know when you cook meat, the meat shrinks. So the meat shrinks. Some of its blia goes out. It goes into the bones, and therefore now it has blia of Basar in the bones. Zulufiza Imrawa Issa Kishul Chaya. Let's say someone had a rib steak and he saw the size before he cooked it. There's not more iser than the original rib steak, whatever the size of the meat was. So the bone could not have absorbed more than the amount that the meat went down in size. And there he is. Here will be Maida, Kamashkas of Shachs of Cotton Gimel, the Etzem Domi Laklimatchis, for in Kaidu Adinim Nisvasha Tchila, Yematzabes Dabi Dino Hachi, the staff of Natsabes Laheter, Yodu Kamo Yeshua Basa Mitchila. So the way the Matiyanis is explaining is that the reason if you cook a bone first and then you put it in its osir is not because the bone itself is gofeser, but because the ablias of meat in the bone, and therefore when it falls in, it's mitzdara. So you don't really need the volume of the bone, just the amount of basar that went in. Okay, I'm not going to spend more time on this because it's not a shchiach dikashayla, and usually we don't, Baruch Hashem, have bones of nevela that fall in, and when they do, it's usually more than the amount that's going to be asa b'shishim. But nevertheless, this is the halacha of bones. Sif Gimel, Bishari Surin, Chusmi Basa Bechalav. Now, we have to remember again the big cloud, the rule of Chaticha Das Neveila, and that is something which is very Negeya. The rule of Chaticha Das Neveila is that Mina Torah, we only say Chaticha Das Neveila by Basa Bechalav, which means if you have a kezayis of milk and a kezayis of meat, and you cook them together, and now the basar b'chalav falls into vegetables, you need shishim against both the meat and the milk. Now, if you want to confuse somebody, you can ask them a question, and you'll ask them, what's going on? Let's say I have 1 ounce of meat fell into 20 ounces, let's say 1 ounce of milk fell into 20 ounces of meat. I have a child, the little milk fell in, but it's not batel b'shishim. Some of that chalent now got put into a bigger pot of chalent or of other things. So why do I need shishim to be mevatel the whole basar and chalav? If I mevatel the chalav, there's no chalav left anymore. So now the basar itself shouldn't be a problem, because tam basar doesn't answer. So let's say I have 21 ounces. 20 ounces of meat, 1 ounce of milk was cooked together. 21 ounces. Now it falls into a pot of 100 ounces. So the 100 ounces, let them be mevatel the ounce of milk. There's no taste of milk. So there's no basar b'chalav. So the answer is, that's why we have a rule of Chaticha Das Neveila. That now the meat itself is gufa yisr. The meat's not also because it has bliyas of milk. It became also because of bliyas of milk. But the meat now itself is an yisr called basar b'chalav. The meat itself is gufa yisr. So now you need shishim to be mevatel the meat. That's the rule, Chaticha Das Neveila. The meat, which was kosher meat, and absorbed milk, became like Neveila. Even if you can, even if there's no tam milk shabai, the basar itself could aser. I'm going to explain that soon. But that is the rule of Chaticha Das Neveila. And that's why you need shishim against the entire mixture. That the Mechaber is minded to. The Ramah holds that by Shari Surim, Midrabana, we say the same thing. If I have meat, and it's Beleya from a Kazayas of a different Isser, it's not Nacholav, it's Beleya, a Kazayas of Nevela. So I have 20 ounces of good meat, 1 ounce of Nevela, it's 21 ounces. And now it fell into another pot, which has 100 ounces. According to the Mechaber, it's Mutter, because the 100 ounces is Mevatel, the 1 ounce of Nevela, and it's Mutter. According to the Ramah, it's Aser. Because the Ramah holds, we say, Chaticha Das Neveila B'Shari Surim. And the 1 ounce that fell into the 20 ounces made 21 ounces of Iser. And now when it falls in the second time, you need to be Bevatel the whole 21 ounces. And what I'm telling you is the Mechaber Ramah. Just read it inside. B'Shari Surim. Chutz Mibasa B'Chalav. And every other Iser besides Basa B'Chalav. Chaticha HaBalua Me'Iser. The piece which was the 20 ounces that were absorbed 1 ounce of the vela, not only don't you need a 60 against them, but they also count against the iser. So you have 1 ounce of the vela, 20 ounces of kosher. It falls into 40 ounces of kosher. You have a total of 60 kosher. The mechaber holds that's iser. The Ramah says, because we pass it b'choli surim chaticha das neveila. Yeah.
You know,
I think they are. I don't know for a fact. Rabbi Heidemann once told me, we were talking about a certain shaila. He said it's not right to assume that the Sfardim are noig like the Mechaber every time, no more than to say Ashkenazim are noig like every Ramah. But afal pikein, they're noig like the Mechaber most of the time. Chaticha das neveila is a shaila b'di rabbanan.
Doesn't the Ramah sometimes say ba'onu eino?
Sometimes says Noagu and sometimes says Noyagin. There's a difference between Noagu and Noyagin. Noyagin means this is the halacha lechatchila. Noagu is usually by a kula. Noagu means we're Noyag this way and Hanachlahem, and they could be Noyag this way. It's based on really on a Gemara that's machal between the halacha and the minin. It's by Noagu. But it's a klal gadol. This klal we know from a Tshuva HaRamah. So Ramah himself writes about it in Tshuva HaRamah, that any time he writes Noagu, it means Noagu and it's okay. And when he says Noyagim, then Yid called me from Eretz Yisrael about something else. His daughter's a kala, and you know they want him to get, they want to get married right away, but there are no halls available. So he asked me, they want to make right away a sivin, chof ches sivin, they want to make the wedding. If I know anybody who says, you know, they don't get married at the end of the month. So if I know anyone that says sivin is different. So I told him, I don't know if anybody says sivin is different, but I know something says in the Sefer HaMakna, that HaMakna was a chassid, right? The chassid was the Rav of Frankfurt, the Baal HaFla, the Piflis Horowitz. He became Rav in Frankfurt on the condition that he didn't push his chassidish agenda, but he himself was a chassid. And he writes, the Rambam says, Noagu, not to get married at the end of a month. So he writes on that, that Noagu, the Rambam doesn't mean you shouldn't get married at the end of the month. The Rambam means you can get married. Now some people are makbid not to get married at the end of the month. So you might think there's an isser of Tamim Tiyam, Hashem Lekecha. There's an isser to be makbid on it. So he writes, Noagu, if they ask such a meaning, leave them alone. There's no Aveira in being Noig not to get married at the end of the month. But lechatzila, if you get married at the end of the month. So I told him this hamakna. This is a chassid shehid who is a shraimel. I have to be friendly with him. So he talked to me about it. So I met him. He said, when he came married, he said, they can write tuvav. they paid someone else to make, I think they're having two chassids in the hall that day to push it later and earlier. And so he didn't, this dog, who annoyed again, he wasn't. He wasn't
you certified. Have to print the whole
she's getting
you
married.
Have to
what?
The whole tshuva in the imitation.
At any rate, but what I want to say is Noyagin means lechatzila. Noagu means that it's okay, but Noyagin means lechatzila. Okay, that is a second very important klal which the Shas and Sifkat Nehei brings here, which is not as well known as the klal of Chaticha Nas Nevela. Let's read just the first line of Shachas of Katnehe. Eidaya Gikain, El Tsar Shisha Nega Kalachaticha. Now let's just picture in our mind what we're talking about. You have 1 ounce of Nevela that absorbs in 20 ounces of Kasher. 20 ounces of Kasher. Now you have 21 ounces, Chaticha Das Nevela. You need 60. So it falls into, you're in a, I don't know, you must be in a big, place, and it falls into 60 times the 21 ounces. Let's say you're in a who knows where, and there's 1,300 ounces of cooking, and this falls in, it's bottled. Wonderful. You have 60 times the whole thing. You fish out this piece. Is this piece now mutter? This piece, this 20 ounce piece of meat, which absorbed an ounce of bleus in it. It's not bad. It's bleus in it, right? It absorbed an ounce of iser in it. Now, I put it into a pot of 60 times as much. So, does that now become heter? So, the Rambam, the Shach brings, El Tzor Shishim Nega Kol HaChaticha, Va'filo Hachi HaChaticha Atzma Asura Kedil Kamar Isim Mekuvav. But the piece remains iser. We say, Beloshin, we say that you can't kasher food. You can't take food and kasher it 60 times as much. Now that rule, according to the Mechaber and the Rambam. This rule is usually a companion rule to Chaticha Das Nevela, that Efshar L'Seichtoi Oser. Efshar L'Seichtoi Oser means, now there are two ways to translate, as I'll explain, literally means Efshar L'Seichtoi, if you could squeeze out the Isser out of the Heter, Oser remains Isser. Now, so the question is, what is the lumdis of Efshar L'Seichtoi Oser? As the Machlokes Rishayim, this is really in Siman Kuvav, but since we try to do a page a week, and Kuvav is a number of pages away, I don't think we'll get there so soon. Anyway, even if we get there soon, it's good to hear this klal more than once. The din of Efshar L'Seichtoi Oser has two shittas in the Rishayim, how to explain it. If you want, you look at the first Prima Gadim on Sif Kuvav, he has Agdama, in which he's Masbid at two Shitas. Efshar L'Seichtoi Oser, some Rishayim learn, why isn't this piece of meat heter? It was cooked at 60 times as much. Why did it become heter? So some Rishayim hold, because it's E Efshar L'Seichtoi. It's a Shitas HaRashba. It's a Metzias din. You don't. You can't be sure. A keli, you kasher a keli. We have a Kabbalah that when you kasher a keli, all the bliyas come out and it's mutter. If you take a piece of meat that has a bliya, we don't know that all the bliyas came out, and since we don't know, so therefore the meat becomes aser. And the Rashba uses the lashon ein hagala la'ichlin. You can't kasher food. It's a mitzias that it can't come out. The Shita Sator, what? Where? We had in the previous Simon. Yes, it's a cut down in the Ramah. And Baki writes Arachlasti, right? Alpha Gavdith writes Basel Tamai. Okay. All right. The Bechaber's case is Ishish and Nispashal Imaheter. Okay? You have a certain piece of Nevela inside. So he's saying that you have to remove the piece of Nevela. Well, see, what you're saying is true, but it's just not this case. This case is where you recognize the Isser itself. The Grat Sechen Tzua Mishnah. In Bakira, it's Arch Lasirai. That if you recognize the Isser, you have to take it out. The truth is, it's true about this as well. But that is not totally in the Shiloh of Efshel Sartei Mot Efshel Sartei Aser. Because the Gufay Isser, it's certainly Efshel Sartei.
Does the Mechaber hold Efshel Sartei Aser?
The Mechaber... he still holds that way. Okay. According to the Rashba, so it's nothing to do with Chatichah Das Nevela. It's a rule of Ein Hagala Ba'ichlin, and therefore remains Asur. The Ramah Mechaber himself, the Kufav, says Chatichah Atzma Asura, in parentheses it says Rashba. And he says, L'fisha Issa Shabbat Einoi Nifla Bimena Lagamri, which is the Rashba Shita. Which is that Efshel Saita is also because you don't know that the bliya goes out of it or not. So therefore, it's nothing that related to Chatichah Das Nevela. The Torah Shita, which is the Lashon of Rashi the Gemara, the Torah Shita is different. The Torah says that Efshel Saita also is because Chatichah Das Nevela. That since it becomes Gufay Hisser, so therefore Efshel Saita is also, even if Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us that it came out. So nevertheless, Efshel Saita Yasser is Chatichah Das Nevela, and Efshel Saita remains Issa. So these are two Hezbeirim, the same Psak, the Afkamino, be it's Issa Deraisa, Issa Derabana. If we say the Bliyas don't go out, it's Issa Deraisa. If you say the Bliyas do go out, but Chatichah Das Nevela, so it's Issa, so then it's only Issa Chatichah Das Nevela, which by Shari Surim is Issa Derabana.
But
right. That's what we're saying. That's good for what he's saying. Filachi chaticha atzma asura. You can't eat that piece. That piece is there that you can't. That you don't eat this piece. The truth is, it's even there's even another a more chomerdik application, which is the din of iser davuk, which the Taz really talks about. Sivkat now, it's a little complicated to go through the context of the Taz. There's a din of Isser Davuk. Isser Davuk means more. It means, let's say I have a piece of Isser and a piece of Heter which are connected. Just to keep it simple, let's say it's connected to Tchilas Briyah site. For example, I have a piece of diaphragm, a piece of steak, and it's still connected to the liver, as it is in the animal. The animal... the liver and the diaphragm are connected. So the kaved, I think that's his example, or the lave, davuk by, but kaved, the kaved is attached to a piece of meat. Now, that meat was kashered, but the kaved, as you know, has to be broiled. The kaved is iser, and the meat is heter. And that falls into shishim times its size, into a big pot. All the contents of the pot did not become aser. Because there's 60 against this piece of liver. You have this liver, and it's 60 against it. It doesn't answer the contents of the pot. However, the liver is attached to a piece of meat. And that piece of meat itself was originally heter. Now it becomes osir for bliyas of the kaveh. The bliyas of the kaveh go into the meat. Now I, l'chayra, according to our rule, it should be mutter. Because it did become osir earlier, it became osir now when it fell in. So everything in the pot is mutter, throw away the kaveh. The rule of isur davuk is that if two things are attached, the bliya goes more quickly into the thing it's attached to, which is logical, that the kaveh is attached to the meat. It gives a greater degree of bliyas into the meat. And since Eshel Asaychtei Aser, the meat can't become heter because it's in the taruvus. That's the din of Isser Dovah.
So,
at
what point does it come out? Would it only be if it's not Dovah? Or if the bone itself is 60 times the meat?
If the bone is still attached, that's why the Taz talks about Isidavik and Sifalif, because he brings from, I think it's the Bach, that says what you're saying. He brings the Kasha of the Bach, the Prisha, that we should say Isidavik by the bones. Neymar had some Isdas Nevelik, he should Vukimei Labasar Isser. So what's the difference between them? So the Taz answers that bones are different. That bones that don't have their own taste of Isser, we don't say on them a rule of Isser Davuk, which is the Shaila of how to understand the Taz. So like I said, I don't want to go into the Shaila of bones, which is not so negaya. But by other things outside of bones, there is a rule of Isser Davuk. The two things which are attached, that there's a machlaikis. If it's the machlaikis is in a case, if I quote correctly, we'll have it later, of a worm that's in a vegetable and it was cooked, a worm that's nice in time that could aser, if the shishim could get the worm, but not in that one vegetable. Whether that village of vegetable, we say it's a davuk, so that's a machlaikis later, which hopefully we're going to get to. The diaphragm would be certainly be able to taste the shisha, because it takes even more than a 16. The diaphragm would be able to taste the shisha, but nevertheless, itself would be of heter, to the count of the cheshbon of heter, even though it's davuk, but it itself would remain this. So we learned the rule, that's the nevela, which we had previously, the rule of Efshel Sechtei Aser, which is Simikul Vav, which we'll have in Bitz Hashem. And this rule of Isadavuk, which as I said is an important rule, it's sort of an extension in your mind of Efshel Sechtei Aser, that once it's Davuk and it got the Bliya to a greater degree, it can't turn into Het Delay. He Beferish does, yeah.
But it's still with
Mitzarev
today, so the
60. The felon, in which case, based on Davuk, it's Mitzarev. By when it became Issa before, it's Das Nevela, it's not Mitzarev. Right, we said it's Das Nevela in one part, then you throw it into a second part, that's the wrong one.
But if just the Davuk doesn't
make, doesn't
do it, it's when it gets cooked, right?
Right. The Davuk, when it's cooked, is Mitzarev. So it wasn't Das Nevela previously.
What's it to? What's the Hesbo Nas Nevela for all these to come out? Just a separate Zerah?
Chaticha Nas Nevela? Pashtus of Zerah to Basa B'chalav. That's the Pashtus of the Ramah. It's funny because everything goes to Basa B'chalav, but that's the Ramah. Okay, Siv Dalit. You're ready to measure. Visharim V'raitiv U'Bekipa. When you can count the gravy. Bekipa. Hirish, dak dak, shall bus of a tablet, have his asset bishuli at dera. The little bits that are on the bottom of the pot, I don't understand exactly what the chiddush of this is, but they're also everything in the pot is beside. Now, before we turn the page, I wanted to show you the prichadosh, something I think we all know, but sometimes it's a hard time to point your finger at the maramakim. The prichadosh says here, be'inyan hasha'aras ha'isurim. Regarding measuring isurim that come before you, he says, now I want to explain to you how to go about measuring 60. And I need this shetayim b'zeh. So there are people that make a mistake. Shekol esavet abal lefneihem shloikli rakoil b'mishkol. They put it on a scale. Aderech Moshe. Harei sheyesham udkiya acha shel iser. Udkiya is an ounce or whatever their equivalent was of iser. Shloikli raheter. It might seem samuch udkiya is kinegdan. Ativin. Hakoil. They measure if it's 60 ounces of heter and 1 ounce of iser, it's mutter. Vimlav iser hakoil. Vitosu biyadam. Before you look right, why is it a mistake? Vitosu biyadam. We don't go by weight; we go according to volume. Vitosu biyadam. Ubi at kol b'sharim kain. Vishesh b'dava kula b'chumra. It could be a kula, it could be a chumra, depending on the mitzvahs. Vein l'sharim ete ve'iser elo b'kamos. Only by volume, like v'mishkol, not by weight. V'kumashkam Mordechai said perikin adoshim shem rav yohad v'yai b'siyaisus imitzad echezel l'shoyne. Heich b'sharim shishim. Neged kol hakli ha'aser. How do you figure out the shishim against the keli? Memalin kli gadol molei mayim. You fill a pot of water. Umemalin hakadera asura toichai se kli. And you put the iser into it. Hamayim ayaitzim. And whatever water is displaced, hu sheyala daifte hakadera v'yishar behetor keneged oisam hamayim. And then you know the water. That's how you measure the displacement. It's rare that people do it. I think, David, you once did this, right? You had a liver shayla? Many years ago, David called me a liver shayla, I think it was you, that they cooked the chicken, even in a soup maybe, and the liver was inside it. Remember? Maybe it was your wife. And there was liver, there was a little liver. They used to pack the livers, and the whole chicken's in a little plastic bag inside. And the liver is an unkashered liver. The butchers were supposed to pull them out, and so they cooked the whole thing. So the way I remember, I was you. I said, well, is the shishim in the chicken soup against the liver? Then it's mutter. So how do you know they are shishim? I tell you, fill up a pot, take the liver, drop it into a pot, see how much it's displaced, see how many ounces it is, and see the volume of that connected. You don't remember this?
You have to know what the liver.
So because you were nice enough to call me back. What?
It used to be the most common shayla.
It was you? Oh, you remember it? Oh, so I'm not crazy. Okay, I'm not the one getting old. So he called back. He said it was easily shishim. You know, the displaced water was, I don't know, it was 2 ounces. The pot was, I don't remember the numbers, but I remember that it was easily shishim, and therefore it's mutter.
You have to measure the way to pre-cooked liver or afterwards cooked.
Oh, so that's going to be the second half of siftah.
The liver wasn't attached to it?
I don't know. No, it was a place to be. The, as once for a palm, he had gone for Yom Tov to Toronto, and he came back, what? Yeah. And he had come back, and he told me also he had shayla, the liver was in the plastic bags. So it was interesting, shayla was different shayla. They had taken the liver out, and they put it, it was cold, so they put it in the sink, and they ran hot water on the liver to warm it when it was still in the plastic bags, which was a problem because the liver had not yet been kashered. You can't cook it before it's kashered. So shayla was, what's the shayla? If you run hot water from the sink onto the liver in the plastic bag, could you broil it afterwards? What's the shakla vitaria?
If it comes out, it goes back in.
Eroi cooks how much? This was a plastic bag. It was a sealed plastic bag. So Rav Pam was makel based on the fact that I recall that Eroi is only mevashel kadei klipa, and it was a sealed plastic bag when they put it in. So even though it got warm, it wasn't mevashel. It was mitzarif. There's a shaila if water from the tap is considered Eroi kli rishon. So he was makel. Where the Rebbetzin was sitting there, she said, "Rabbi Palm, you're too much of a makel." And she said, "What? They didn't tell me about the shayla. I was in the house, and they're too much of a makel. I wouldn't have been makel." But anyway, well, broiling is butter. That's how you kash it covered in the first place.
You roasted
it. No, it's chicken.
You have the liver.
In the chicken.
It's not correct. It sounds correct, but it's incorrect for a side reason. The blood that comes out of a kaved asers. And therefore, if you kasher a kaved, at the same time you have heta there, it becomes also from the blood that comes out of the kaved. So you may be right, the kaved would be mutter, but the basa would be.
How long is the kaved?
But the liver had can't be spin.
So
the
kaved. No, was it? Well, whatever the case was.
The kaved would be yisur.
Isn't it all shallow how long the liver
was? Alright,
let's just see the last part of Sif Dalid. And next week we'll get to Eva Valen. The second half of Sif Dalet is very complicated in Lamdis, and very easy Halacha L'Maaser. Let me just tell you beforehand, this is a Machlekes Rishayim, I think there are four sheikhs in the Rishayim. What do? They bring the Rav, a pot, they say, this is Issa, this is Heta, measure Shisha. You know that when you cook things, the size changes. Meat tends to get smaller when you cook it. Certain things get bigger when you cook them. You know, if you cook rice, you know, it gets grows in the pot. So it becomes bigger, it becomes smaller. They bring me a pot. You know, how do I know to measure vegetables against meat? One night it becomes bigger, one night it becomes smaller. Is a person b'chuyif to start calculating? So let's see what it says. There's the siftal, the last word on the page. B'chatichos, u'b'chatichos. You measure connected pieces. U'mishar naheta ve'iser k'may shabal lefaneinu. The halacha is, we don't go into this. We measure it the way it comes before us. Even if the heter was bigger, and it became smaller when I cooked it, I know there are some bliyas that are here. Nevertheless, I'm machmir in this case, even though the heter became smaller. The Aruch HaShulchan asks on this, why is he assuming the heter became smaller, not the iser became smaller? So he's saying, I think he says because the Isser was cooking longer and the Heta the Isser came in later. But anyway, the Mechaber is assuming the Heta got smaller, so you want to be Mekel and say I'll measure the way it was originally. I can't do that. How do you believe Min Be'enai Minai? Now you remember from the first day Min Be'enai Minai Nitshishim Min HaTorah, right? Min Be'enai Minai gives taste, Nitshishim Min HaTorah. Avalamu Min Be'enai, let's say it's Nevela and Basar, Kosher, Min B'minai. Then the Mechaber is Mekel, Misharin Gam B'masha Bola HaKadera, Va'imid B'dayfnei HaKadera, V'Misharin Zeh Va'imid Yafa. We have to estimate, if we feel that the Heta shrunk more than the Isser, we're allowed to measure Va'imid Yafa, V'raydai Zekilu Hu Be'en, and we look at what was absorbed in the Keli of as if it's Be'en, Av'masha Kola Va'ovid Machma Sa'or, but whatever evaporated, ain't of its starish, is that called a legabri? What evaporated doesn't count. But whatever is absorbed in the keli does count. How do you know how much evaporated and how much went into the keli? So you have to do it by imid yafa. You have to experiment and figure out exactly how much it is. Halacha lemaisa, we measure kamosha balafaneinu for a number of reasons. First of all, we're not bekiyim to trust ourselves to be bishar this. The truth is, it's a cooler also, because it may be that the Isser shrunk more than the Heter. So if a person has a reason to assume that the Isser shrunk more than the Heter, he has to take that into account. But generally, we assume that the way it came in front of us, that's the way to be Mishire, and
that's the level of the cook, that's why you measure the pot, not the whole pot.
Not the whole pot, just the level of what's in it, right? Okay, so these are the dinim of measuring. Sif Hei is the sif of Eimavat L'Chatchila, which means Hashem we're going to get to next week.